You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Fan on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule.
And
that's be respectful. You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Fan on Blog Talk Radio. Goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful.
Holler at us next week, man.
No doubt, no doubt, man. And definitely shout out to the family, liberationmindedmedia.net. That is Black Eyes Stan, Do the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, and My Skin Is My Sin. Oh, and don't forget to share the show, man. If you check it out today, or if you check it out next week, or if you check it out in 1,000 years, and if you are that motherfucker that digs us up in 1,000 years, you are the most phenomenal individual to ever walk the galaxy for digging up this greatness and still share our shit, man. Shout out to you. Don't forget to check out the websites, mrochelle.com, designsbymonet.com, and myskinismysin.net.
And you are now tuned into My Skin Is My Sin presents another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio in the building. How's life? How you doing? How's your family? And let me see if we are still live. And yeah, I started up a little early, just a couple of minutes, because Zoom ain't been acting right. So I wanted to see what's going on. And looks like we are good to go. All right. So I was a little loud there. All right. My bad. Anyway, how's life? You know, how you doing? Hopefully you having a good day. And if not, hopefully we can make it better. And if you having a good day, hopefully we can make your shit great. Let me change the name right quick. And I'm not sure if we are on. And hold on. Let's see. We're supposed to have Crazy Bone in. My bad. You know I can't multitask. All right. So, oh my God. You know that I am just really violating all of the tenets of radio and whatever, TV, whatever the fuck, by basically a shitload of dead space. And, you know, I'm pretty fucking good at that. So, anyway, Crazy Bone just inboxed me. So, we'll see if we can do it, you know, do what it do. That's pretty fucking dope, man, to have Crazy Bone on, man. And if you know for a long time, this ain't nothing new. I've been saying that Bone is definitely top two rap groups of all time. And currently, and this was before we even got, you know, got word that we would be able to have Crazy Bone on, but my favorite group of all time, hip hop wise, you know, and that's no lie. That's no bullshit. I ain't, you know, like as the young folks say, that's no cap. Let me ask you something. Like, you can see the gray hair. You see, I'm old as shit. If you've never checked out the show, you know now. But what do you think about old folks like myself using the new slang? Should we keep up with the new slang, or should we still be saying jive turkey and shit like that? I'm just curious to know your thoughts on that one. Because sometimes it's like dope, and I'm like, okay, you know, and then, you know, you got kids, you got grandkids, so you're going to hear shit. All right, so my bad. But yeah, you're going to hear shit. And if you hear it enough, you know, when you got kids of a certain, especially when your kids are hip, you know. Yeah. You know, yeah, you're going to pick up some shit, you know. But I just find it odd. You know, some of this shit, it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I can see how you incorporate that. And then some of the shit, I'm like, oh, come on, man. You like, you're reaching. Like, you're too fucking old to be going there. You feel me? I'm just curious as to what other people think. You know, my thoughts don't really mean much. But it is what it is. And thus far, I'm the only person here. So I'll say what the hell I want to say. Wow. And let me see. I got a little wine here. And let me turn that around. I'm advertising for these folks. And I don't even know how we got this cup, to be quite honest. So as soon as Crazy Bone gives us a call up, we'll be ready to go. And the plug was, where you at, bro? I literally just talked to him like 15 minutes ago. Literally. I'm gonna be on time. Where you at, bro? Yes, I'm embarrassing you, man. I'm calling you out. The plug is late, and this is unacceptable, man. Because I may or may not answer. You know, Crazy Bone calls up. I may or may not answer. And then we had Fredro Starr last week. That was fucking dope. We've been like since we started going with the Intellectually Petty Radio, been low key been doing our thing, man. Like not that we've always gotten pretty dope guests. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure how. You know, it is nothing but God. You know, like, and I'm gonna be honest with you, nothing but God is on our side, because we've always from day one gotten phenomenal guests. And damn, and I can't remember the brother's name, the first guest that we had on. And hold on one second. I do believe we got the legend in the building, Crazy Bone. That's fucking dope, man. What's up, bro? How you doing? Are we waiting on this audio? I got excited, man. It happens sometimes. And let me, okay, I'm not sure if you can hear me, bro, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing, King?
Yeah, yeah. All good, man. All good. How you doing?
Oh, man. Life is great. We got Crazy Bone in the fucking building.
Yes, yes.
If I had sound effects, good. If I could afford that, man, you'd get some.
It's all
that's
love,
what I, that's what I got, man. Man, Bone Thugs and Harmony, and I was just talking to myself, man. Best group of all time, period.
Appreciate that, for sure.
Yeah, man. What you been doing, man? What you been up to, bro?
Oh man, I've been doing a lot, man. You know, just you know, of course, still dabbling in the music, but man, just working on a lot of different projects and things, you know, to just benefit the community, you know what I'm saying, that I come from and other communities across the nation. So, you know, on the next level, man, you know.
That's what's up, man. And if you do not know, and y'all know, I've been living in Cleveland about 25 years, man, and the first thing I did when I got here, man, I had to go see the Clear in East 1999. Shit was exactly like y'all described then. And it's still the same to this day, man. Do you get back much?
Man, you know, man, you know, yes, I do. You know what I'm saying? I've been coming back for ever since we left. I always come back. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on a lot of, like I said, I'm working on a lot of projects, you know, just this stemming from there. So you're gonna be seeing me a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? I've been there on the low, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you're gonna start seeing me out in the public doing these projects once everything eases up with this whole COVID-19 and all this madness is done, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, start, man, doing some crazy.
Yeah, really just trying to start doing some things that really benefit the community, you know.
And before we go any further, man, how do people get the scholarship for the weed school? I'm sorry, the cannabis school.
Man, if you go on my Instagram, there's a flyer posted on there with all the information on their website and all that stuff for you to go and sign up and all that. So just go on my Instagram. They can go on my Instagram and look at the flyer with all the information on there.
Okay. And I know we ain't got much time with you today, maybe about 20 minutes or so. So I want to run through the highs of Bone Thugs and the lows.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say was the after, you know, we all know the story, you know, y'all caught the bus out to Cali, Eazy-E, you know, hooked y'all up, got y'all on. And matter of fact, while we at that, DJ Unique and Bone Thugs and Harmony may have the most phenomenal orgasmic, I don't even know how to say it, man, but just the union of y'all two seemed to work better than for me, any other MCs and group and producer ever. Like, what happened with that?
Man, we're going like, you know how it is. Everybody just start going, you know what I'm saying, doing their own thing and going different ways, you know what I'm saying? And things just happen, you know what I'm saying? But we all still cool, you know what I'm saying? We still cool with DJ Unique, of course, definitely.
Yeah, that cat
is, people just get into doing other things.
It just wasn't the same, especially for him after the fact, man. But man, y'all made some fucking phenomenal shit together, bro. And
yes, indeed.
Low key, man, in Cleveland, like, you are the hero of Bone. Like, when you tapped into the streets, talked to folks. Oh yeah, man, niggas love you here, bro. You know, like you still doing
that's
shit.
Love. That's shit, love, man. Nothing but love for the city, for real. That's what I'm doing, shit. Exactly, for real.
You earn that shit, man. And damn, you got you and Wish got a. Is that you and Wish with the record label?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yep. What's the brother's name? And let me get my co-host in right quick. But what's the brother's name that did the video on the football field and it was talking that real shit about what's going on?
That's Nova the Rebel.
We got to get that cat on too, man. And this is my co-host, man. We got the plug in the building, man. We got Crazy Bone in the house for about 20 minutes, bro. Yeah, he muted. I'm sorry about that. But man, like that was one of the most powerful videos that I've seen and most relevant, man. As a black man in today's society, how you dealing with all this shit?
Man, you know, bro, it's like when you've been dealing with it for so long, it's like, you know, at some point you get over, you know, like seeing the same cycle happen again and again on both sides. You know, the incident happens, we do, you know, the people coming together do the same thing, it dies out, it happens again, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, if change is gonna happen, you know, like, people gotta stick to that, man. Like, you know, you gotta stick to it. It ain't no resting from it. If you really want it that bad, it really ain't no days off from it, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's something that I have been seeing people out there doing, though. You know what I'm saying? People have been, like, keeping going out there pushing for the laws and you know, stuff like that. But, you know, a lot got to change within the communities and the way we move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To me, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, we got to start loving ourselves and treating ourselves right. You know what I'm saying? If we want people to start respecting what we doing, and, you know, and knowing that they can't come down in the neighborhood and turn us against each other, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you gotta stop all that, you know what I'm saying? And all the jealousy and envy amongst each other, you know what I'm saying? It's like we all trying to get to the same place. Some of us get there quicker than others, you know what I'm saying? And the ones that get there just gotta understand how important it is, you know, to make sure you and your family is taken care of when you get there. That's first and foremost. But you gotta reach back with something, lend a hand, even if it's game you giving to the people that's still in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just never forget the struggle is still going on. Just because we make it, the struggle is, that don't mean the struggle is over.
Facts. Niggas don't know how fucking racist Cleveland is, too, by the way. Like, I had no clue how bad, and not just Cleveland, but Ohio at large. I had no clue until I moved here. This shit, man.
Bro, it's that's But that's America. that's what you just said. A lot of black people is saying the same thing in their city. Like, no lie. Facts. For real. For real. Facts.
You know what it is, though, man? Like, I grew up in Detroit, so I was spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shit is not the same. Like it's just, and when you move outside of Detroit, you realize what America really looks like and how America really is, you know. And then, you know, coming here, and it's like all the black people on the east side, you know. Yeah. Don't go to the west side, or don't go to Little, first thing they told you, don't go to Parma and don't go to Little Italy. Those are the first two things they told me. Still don't fuck with Parma, still don't fuck with Little Italy.
No, for real. No, it's some of my dudes got shot at driving through Little Italy.
Wow.
For real. Straight like straight shot at. They pulled over on the curb to do something, and then the people came outside like, get the fuck out of here, niggas. You know what I'm saying? They got the busting at them. I'm like, damn.
Unfortunately, that's not the first story I've heard like that. Rest in peace to my Uncle Ron. Yeah, they ran it. They ran his ass up out of there one time.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, so.
So let me ask you, do you feel like with everything that's going on socially, like with the momentum that's taking place, like that now is the time to capitalize on it as far as making the change for us?
I mean, it's the perfect time, you know, because it's like, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, you may not never have an ear like this or a voice like this.
Facts.
Again, you know what I'm saying, man, because you know, like, things is changing, man, you know what I'm saying, like.
Damn, I think he hung up. That's unfortunate. I'm hoping that the brother calls back, man. That's fucking dope, man. Fucking Grammy Award winning, gazillion album selling legend on our shit. That's fucking dope. Yeah, that's fucking, damn, bro.
Shout out Bone Thugs, man.
Right. That was only like about 10 minutes though, man. Like, come on, bro, call back. You know, I needed to talk about the weed, man. Like, and I was looking that shit up too. Leaves of Legend, you know, on IG, and just looking at this nigga shit, man, like, he is into a lot of shit, bro. Like I did not know. Well, some of it I did. I knew obviously the music, you know, like, he's music never really stopped. Yeah, yeah, you know. But not even just, a matter of fact, here you go right here. That's dope. Damn. And let me make sure he's unmuted.
Yo.
Yeah, what's good, bro? Sorry about that. I'm not sure if we did that.
Oh, man, I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. The Leaves of Legend. Yeah, let's talk about that, man. Where do we? Where somebody want to cop that, or can you talk about that? I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. Definitely. I can definitely talk about that. Right now, it's available here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. In Southern LA, I should say. We move into Northern LA and then, you know, we hitting all the states. We hitting whatever state we can get it to. Currently talking to Michigan, and you know what I'm saying?
I know somebody there, man, that might want to fuck with you too, bro. Like
Oh yeah, definitely.
Seriously want to fuck with you.
We got a Cali plug too.
Yeah, but it's
we got Cali plug too, man. Shout out Sweet Leaf Gardens, yo. I got a homie out there that's got a dispensary out there.
Okay, man. But you know, it's taking off right now. So you know, a lot of things with that. You know, just at the same time, trying to educate people on this on this new generation gold rush that was inspired by the hip hop culture and our culture, period. You know what I'm saying? So trying to make sure people are educated about this, man, and, you know, make sure they get it, get a hand in this. Like I said, it's the gold rush, but I call it the green rush because, you know, we don't went to jail for it and got sentenced ridiculous amount of time for having marijuana. And one day they just wake up and think, oh, let's make it legal. And then, like, we just supposed to be left out in the cold all over again. I'm like, we got to educate ourselves about this. There's a lot of things you can get into with this cannabis business that we don't know about simply because we're not educated. So that's why people need to look into that scholarship program, because that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I seen the billboard too. What freeway is that off of?
It's I-77 and 480.
Oh, definitely got to go.
And also along 271, I believe.
Okay, yeah, we right near 271 too, because I'm on like 174th in Lakeshore.
Okay, yeah.
So you know we right there, yeah, you know, near 271 and 90th. The two songs, the Biggie song and the Tupac song. Which one did you enjoy recording the most? Low key, the Tupac one is so underrated too. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I love both the songs. I wasn't actually there when Pac was there to record that song. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just when people ask me which one I like the most, I could never answer that question because it's like really can't compare them. You know what I'm saying? Like both of them were standalone. Like
they both fire
internally.
Definitely.
I can't remember any other group or anybody actually that's done a song with both of them except y'all. I don't think so, bro.
Is it group? Meth?
Groups, group? I don't know, but other artists, yeah. Other artists have, but like groups, though.
Yeah, group for groups, nah. I know Method Man and Red. Is it Method Red? Got songs with
they got one with Biggie, but I don't know they got one with Pac.
They got one Pac too. I got my mind made up.
Yep. You're right. Yeah, so, yeah. What was it? The what with Biggie, right?
And the what with Biggie, yeah. Meth got songs with Big Ass. All right.
So
yep. Yep.
It ain't on the caliber of the shit that Bone got with them though, because like
they're all classic, bro. They're all classic. Like that. Yeah, that definitely. That can't be recreated.
The one with Pac had the coldest beat to me though. Like I'm not sure. I can't remember who produced that beat. That shit was fucking bananas, man.
I don't know, bro. Like when I heard Notorious Thugs, maybe it's the beat. Maybe it was the beat. Like in the head, big. Like to switch.
That's what it was right there. It was big switching his flow up.
That's a fact. And,
yeah.
Which was an incredible like nod to Bone saying, "Look, you know." Y'all shits is popping. Let me do y'all shit.
Right. That's a fact.
Y'all
got some stories on tour too. You know, I heard y'all really went ham on in a couple of hotel rooms, man. What was the best night when y'all was at y'all height? What was the most lit night that Bone Thugs had?
Man, look, I'm talking about. every night was the most lit night. Every single night, bro. Like it was like it was like you know what I'm saying. Like when you young, man. Like you got gas. Like you hate when it's time to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because you trying to get it in. So it was like we was lit before they was even saying we was lit for real.
I'm gonna tell you how real Bone influence was, bro. Like I had a homie in high school, man. Like we used to live like a few blocks away from each other, yo. Like my man knew every Bone song, every Bone song. Not only that, he grew his hair out and he permed his head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out my man. Shout out. Yo, shout out my man Stewart, man. Yo, he hear this, he going wild out, like, yo, everything, yo. My man was bone everything, yo. You know what I mean?
Man.
I swear to God, yo, he was the biggest Bone fan I knew. You know what I mean? He knew every song. Like, I mean, as youngins, East 1999 was the first Bone CD I bought. And the only,
that's a perfect CD right there.
That's a perfect album right there.
I'm telling you, I listened to that. As a matter of fact, I had a car that the CD player was broke. Then the East 1999 CD was stuck in there. I drove all the way from Cleveland to Bridgeport, Connecticut, and back listening to that CD over. And I didn't even fuck with the radio over and over and over. Classic. Ooh. Fucking shit right there. I just want to say thank you, bro.
Thank you, man. You
and your brothers, man. And not just them, like, your solo career is phenomenal too.
Yes indeed. Appreciate that.
Like niggas don't give you enough respect for your bars. Like, your pen game is deadly, bro.
Man. You already know.
You got a song with Sade. You got a song with Sade, bro. Like, I love that song.
Yeah, man.
I love that song, man. Cause I love Sade. Like,
was she in the studio with you?
No. I actually just sampled her voice. And then but we actually had to talk to her to clear the song, because she was known to like not clear like nothing. Like, she had never cleared nothing for hip hop ever. You know what I'm saying? And
that's crazy.
You know, and we had to talk to her. And it was that her husband at the time happened. He was a Bone fan, and he was like, "Yeah, you should definitely
clear it." Wow.
Like, for real, you know what I'm saying? And she cleared it, and even gave us footage for the video, like the little footage that she was in the little silhouettes in the buildings. She gave us that footage. So. She showed love.
Man, I bet she sounded so sexy on the phone too, man. Like, Sade can just do no wrong.
She was cool. She was cool. Hey, God. Bro, these people calling because I got to jump on this other
Do your thing, bro. Thing. Hey, yes, and if you can ever come back, man, we would love to have you back, bro. It has been an honor.
Yes,
we truly appreciate you, bro.
Yes, indeed. All good, brother.
Peace out, man.
Salute, man.
All right. Yep.
Peace.